And he says, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. He will abundantly pardon. What a promise that is for us. He will abundantly pardon. And when you think, I often have thought of that lately, what they did to the Lord Jesus. God looked on in silence. How he must have felt what man, the creatures that he was giving breath, what they did to our blessed Lord. And he went on. He went to Calvary. He went to the cross. There it was lifted up between two murderers. And he was there to give his life. To give his life. In order that our sins were borne by him. The spotless, sinless one. And here God looked down. And he found pleasure. Isaiah 53. Knowing the effect that that work would do. That the result of his work. And his prayer, even, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And then the restoring grace, how God now righteously, as the brethren have pointed out, he can righteously forgive sins because his righteous claims have been met by that sinless one. And so that God comes forth now, waiting for us to come, for he's ready to pardon, willing to pardon, and to draw us close to him, individually or collectively. And so here we read, and he will have mercy upon him to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. How true that is. We would be so different. I'd be so different than this. I am different. But that didn't change him in his ways towards me, towards us. And so he says, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. We've stressed the importance of the word. And the word is for us really the spring, the refreshing from the wells that the princes have digged here in this wilderness. And this is what he promises here. Refreshment, food for the soul, bread to the full. And I make that application really what our brethren have made already that spiritually applied. While for Israel it's both. It will be bread and it will be a full supply. The fruit trees, everything will blossom and bear fruit beautifully. But spiritually, they'll be restored. And they'll enjoy these riches as coming directly from him. They will recognize it. We thought, as they say in the repentance or in the confession of Isaiah 53, we thought he was the one, you know, that God had rejected. He was despised and rejected of men. But we realize now it was for us, for our sins that he suffered. What a humbling it is when we recognize, you know, for my failure, for my sins, for my unforgiving spirit, he died. The only way it could be put away and pardoned, someone had to bear the judgment. Every sin that you and I have committed had to be atoned for. He's done the work. Points us back to the cross. That one that was there at the cross, He's seated on the throne in the glory. He's the same, the intercessor, as we've heard. His hands are uplifted for you and me to carry us along in our time of need, in our distress. And I love that expression here. He shall be called a restorer. In the
verse 12,
yes, okay. For you shall go forth with joy, be led forth with peace. No, I want that other one to bring forth the
chapter 58, verse 12.
The restorer of the breach.
Yes.
Chapter 58.
Oh, I'm looking at the long page here. That's why I can't find it. Okay. Yes, thank you. And they shall be of thee, shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. You know how often we have spoken about, as we like to talk about, as it was, what our fathers have told us. And the good old days, you know, we speak about good old days. And we wish sometimes, well, if we could have something back. Well, he says he's looking for those who he can use as a restorer of waste places. How many assemblies of saints have discontinued, are gone? And how often it has been through some unresolved difficulty that there was of appointing the finger. But here, so beautiful, raising up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Would to God that desire would be deepened in each one of us, brothers and sisters, to be a restorer, a repairer of the breach, that there might be a path opened for the saints, for the sheep of Christ to walk in, paths that they can follow, and to experience then what the Lord says, I will be with thee. To his presence to walk with us in the midst of the weakness, midst of the sorrows. The strength is not in us, but it is in him. And so that's where the victory is gained, and there is found a freshness. Delighting itself in the Lord is the last verse that I read. And I will cause thee to ride upon thine high places of the earth, to feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The word is fixed. And riding on the high places, as it were, same as the prophet Habakkuk in the end. When everything fails, crops fail, cattle fail, everything fails, but I will, as he says, I will rejoice in the Lord and in the fullness that is in him. And he is able and he's desirous to do that. Even in our little measure, may the Lord grant us this for his name's sake. Amen.